The text that calls for our attention this Advent evening comes to us from the end of Matthew's Gospel, the 28th chapter, beginning in verse 16, and especially these words, "And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen." In the book of Exodus, Moses asked God to identify himself, to give himself a name. And when he does, God says that his name is I Am. Or at least that's how we translate into English what he said. In Hebrew, he said Yahweh was his name. Yahweh is one form of the Hebrew word which means to be, or more simply means is. And while in Exodus this word is usually translated just in the present tense, I am, it really can refer to God's being in the past, in the present, or in the future, or even all three. In the book of Revelation, God sort of fleshes this out when he says to John of himself, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." Yes, he is Yahweh, the God who is and who was and who is to come. Now, it might seem in the season of Advent that the only one of those worth talking about would be the God to come. After all, Advent itself comes, the word Advent comes from a Latin word meaning to come or to arrive. But this year, through our 3 weeks of midweek services, we will focus on the fact that the God whose coming we await is in fact the God who is, who was, and who is to come. Tonight we begin that focus on the fact that the God that we await in this season is the God who is. In other words, he's the God who already now is active and present with us. You know, this isn't how many people think about God. In fact, there are some people, of course, that just believe the truth is that God isn't at all. But then it seems there's a whole other group of people that maybe will buy that God was somehow involved in getting everything started, but they don't really take seriously the idea that an almighty God would be concerned with the minute details of their lives. But you see, neither of those views, whether you believe he doesn't exist or that he doesn't care, match up with what Jesus said when he left the earth. Yes, there at the end of Matthew's Gospel, he says to his disciples, despite the fact that very soon after he will ascend, that he would be with them always, even unto that last day. And what a blessing it is for us, God's people, gathering in the season of Advent, to know that the fact that we are waiting on the Lord does not mean that we are presently without him. No, indeed, he is always with us. He is with us through the indwelling of his Spirit, which he places into our heart through word and through sacrament. Yes, God is present always, even until the end of the age. He is present to listen. He is present to help. He is present to save. Yes, he is indeed the God who is. I fear, though, that at times, even those of us who should know better, all too often act like we really don't believe God is present right now either. We tend to talk about going to church just like we talk about going to the grocery store. We don't give any evidence that we believe that when we go to church, we are there where God is present in a very special and real way. And at times when our prayer life is not what it should be, it also suggests that we don't truly believe as we should in our hearts that God is present. For if we truly believe that we have the ear of the Almighty and active God, why would we not talk to Him every chance we get? And finally, sometimes we also deny our belief that God is present, as the world can watch, yes, even us Christians, seem to run right past God to find solutions for our problems, whether it be with our health, our relationship, or whatever else is bothering us. It can almost seem as if we don't realize that there is a God present for us, who in fact can do things that no one else on this earth can do. Oh, when you and I come to our senses through the Word, we do know that God is present and active in our lives. But with everyone else around us trying to craft a worldview that explicitly excludes God, we sometimes also begin to live in that world that others are creating, if even but for a moment. So today, tonight, as we gather for this Advent worship, let us confess those times when perhaps our actions seem to deny our belief that just because we are a people waiting on God does not mean that we believe we are without Him now. Let us come tonight before the God who is, the God that reveals Himself to us time and time again, in words, in water, in bread and wine. For as we go before God tonight in humility, He proved Himself again to be the God who is. As He forgives our sins and fills us again with His Holy Spirit, yes, He is present here tonight to listen, present to help, present to save. He is present with us even until the end of the age. Yes, every age of God's people gets to live with the knowledge that they have a God who is. Early on for Adam and Eve, it was the God that walked around in the garden with them. For Moses, it was the burning bush. For the Israelites in the Promised Land, there was the temple. For the disciples of our Lord, Jesus Himself in the flesh. But for us, this place where word and sacrament are present, and therefore God is present. Yet for people, God's people of all time, the God who is. Yes, God's people are always reflecting on the past, and we're always looking towards the future, but we are always sustained by a God who is in the present. Yes, as God told Moses, and then later told John in his revelation, He is Yahweh. He is the God who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. Amen.